It is Sunday, December 1st, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
I'm back. And we can talk about Christmas with no fear.
Oh, it's Christmas season now.
It is after
it's
Thanksgiving.
December.
Yes.
The elves and the reindeer have worked out their problems.
And now it's, yes.
And on we go. And of course, a great
We're
way
just not allowed to talk about Valentine's Day yet.
No.
Okay.
Or next year. I don't want to talk about next year either.
Right. Okay.
I endorse that opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. So Christmas.
Well, what better way to start than with breakfast with Santa?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for several years at the Art Center of the Ozarks, and it's so stinking cute. The kids actually get breakfast with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and then they can toddle off and do other things. They can go and make Christmas ornaments. Or they can go and decorate sugar cookies, all with help of some of Santa's elves, who, yes, really do dress up as elves. And they get their photo taken with Santa. And it's just perfect.
Do we know what's on the menu for breakfast?
That's what I was going to say. I still want to know what's for breakfast.
I think it's pancakes, but I'm not sure.
Sounds like a Santa.
It does.
Yeah. When does this take place?
This happens on Saturday the 7th.
Okay.
Which is this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
Wow. How is that possible? There are seatings at 8:30, 9:15, and 10, which means Santa gets up early to get every place he needs to be.
And eats a lot of pancakes.
Well, and eats a lot. But
gotta
have
the fuel.
Tickets are $15 for children, and that includes breakfast, the craft, and a cookie, and a photo. Or you can spend $5 if you're mom and dad just to eat.
Okay.
And it will be great fun. Also this afternoon, Snow Train Village at the Carnegie Library in Eureka Springs benefits the Eureka Springs Historical Museum.
Perfect.
Yes, an Eagle Watch tour. 3 o'clock, Rocky Branch Marina. Go, and then I'll shut up. If you all start calling me and telling me you've gone, I'll stop telling you.
Are the Eagle Watch tours in winter because it's... They're more likely to be here. They're more likely to be seen because leaves are gone.
They're more likely to be here because they winter at Beaver Lake.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I've never seen an eagle on an Eagle Watch tour, so I'll just tell you that. But it's still a great time.
But the flip side to that is before Crystal Bridges opened, and it was Crystal Bridges at the Massey. Remember that? They had an exhibit of area photographs. Mm-hmm. And there was, you know, the photo I'm talking about. It was a tree along the Beaver Lake shoreline, and it had something like 14 bald eagles on it.
So it really is.
You can hit the jackpot.
Absolutely. And there's other things you can look for because osprey are migrating through, great blue heron, which I love, kingfishers, and of course deer and hawks. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time. Plus, if it's a nice day, a sunny day, it's just gorgeous.
How long do they last? How long are you on a boat?
About 2 hours.
Okay.
There's no restroom on the boat. You should know that.
Life preservers provided?
Yes.
Okay.
What about hot chocolate?
No, but you can bring that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's $5 to $10, and you should make reservations at 789-5000. And also this evening at 6, the Ozark Mountains British Brass Band is performing. Wow, I got that out in one try.
Very good.
At the First Church of the Nazarene in Rogers, and that is free.
All right. And we should point out, as long as we're talking about Christmas events, that you can attend the Ozarks at Large Christmas show taping.
This Wednesday evening.
Yes.
What time does that start?
6:30.
Oh, good. Then I know what time to be there.
There you go. You will be part of it.
Yes, I will. And I'm not telling you what I'm doing, but it involves ghosts.
Well.
The ghost of Christmas
past.
That's
what I was going to say. Yes.
No, the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.